Thanks for being with us. These videos are presented by the Laurel Heights Church of Christ in McAllen, Texas. And we're going to do some work in this video from Romans chapter 16. It is a refreshing change of pace when you get to Romans chapter 16. You know, we need principles and argumentation and admonition and warnings. But along with that, it is refreshing to observe how all of this involved real people in real relationships who appreciated one another and stayed in touch. There were Christians in Rome who were close to Paul, and this reads like sort of a thank you card to specific people in this list, or an address book, or a contact list. We will not be able to learn all about all these people, but we will have small glimpses and pictures into the lives of Christians who lived in Rome and were members of the church some 2,000 years ago. Romans chapter 16. I commend to you our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Prisca and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risk their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphroditus, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Amphilius, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, and our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Statues. Greet Apelles, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman Herodian. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord. Also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philogelus, Julia, Nurcius, and his sister Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. You may have the same problem that I have pronouncing some of these names, but way beyond the ability to pronounce these names, there is our ability to learn some valuable lessons from Romans 16, verses 1 through 16. You see why a moment ago I used the word refreshing. This is personal. It is about specific people. And as we go through this section, I want to use this practical emphasis. If Paul wrote to the church that you are a part of, or if he wrote to you specifically, what would he say? What would he suggest? Would there be a criticism or would there be a commendation? I'll get back to that question as we go along in Romans chapter 16. Phoebe, our sister, don't let anybody ever tell you that in the early church women were left out or women were inactive. That's not true at all. In fact, women had great influence and in ways appropriate to their gender. They were involved, powerful in what they accomplished. Let me remind us of just a few. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, Martha and Mary, the women at the tomb, Lydia, Priscilla, Dorcas, Timothy's mother and grandmother. Now Phoebe is one of many. So active and generous, she became a servant of the church in Cenchrea, not by appointment or through some ritual or official means, but by the activity of her faith and her service to God and others she served. I believe she was one of those disciples of Christ who took initiative. When she saw what she could do, she did it. You know that in some places, something needs to be done. Nobody wants to do it. Finally, the people approach someone and say, "Will you do this?" And perhaps with some reluctance, the reply may be, "Well, yeah, I guess if nobody else will do it, I'll take it." That's not what happened with Christians like Phoebe. If she saw something she could do, she did it. I believe that based on Paul's description of her, in particular, this little word servant, she wasn't a reluctant draftee. She was a volunteer servant. And about her, Paul issued this favorable commendation: welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever way she may need help from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Take care of her. That's the idea. Phoebe had been with the church in Cenchrea, a few miles east of Corinth. Now she apparently needed to be in Rome, and Paul is introducing her to the Christians in Rome and asking them to receive her and help her to the best of their ability. I hope when this is read by young women, they want to be like Phoebe. And I hope when young men read this, they want to find a wife like this. It is often observed that in the male-dominated culture of the first century, it is significant that Paul mentions several women who were working hard in the Lord. We have a couple, Priscilla and Aquila. I think some of you may remember these two people from back in Acts chapter 18, where they are helping Apollos. And again, I use the word refreshing. It is refreshing to read about a married couple, Christians, who are both active, working together, taking risk together because of their love for Jesus Christ. Here is the basis for a great marriage. With both husband and wife working together, Paul says, fellow workers in Christ Jesus. In so many modern marriages, Christ isn't there at all. The husband is working out for his interest. The wife is working for her interest. The children are texting and playing video games. No wonder there are problems in marriages and churches and communities. We need women like Phoebe and couples like Priscilla and Aquila who are fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Am I right? When I come back, I'm going to continue at verse 4. Verse 4 says, they risk their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Did this happen during the riot in Ephesus? I cannot be certain. That's possible. The specific circumstances or events may never be well known, but their courage is well known, documented here. They helped Paul in some way that involved putting their own lives at risk, and also the courage held value for the churches of the Gentiles. To this we can add, in that culture, and with the typical opposition to Christians, to have a church meeting in your house might expose you to some risk. So Paul was not slow in letting everybody know how Priscilla and Aquila had acted on faith in courageous ways. Let's take verse 6 down through verse 11 and just do a scan. Mary, known for her labor. Experienced Christians who were well known by the apostles, Andronicus and Junia. Other people here described as fellow prisoners with Paul, beloved in the Lord, workers in Christ, approved in Christ, faithful Christians who knew each other in many cases, had a good relationship with Paul in a time before cell phones and email and Facebook. They stayed in touch. They connected. It is refreshing, encouraging, instructive for us today. We need people like this. A list of greetings here in Romans 16, expressive of goodwill, examples of people who consider themselves to be family. You'll notice sister, brother, the family terminology is found all through this passage. You see the value of this? What if Paul were to send a letter and named you? What would he say? Verses 12 through 16. 12 through 16. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphena and Tryphosa. Greet the beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who had been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus, Philegon, Hermes, Patrobas, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Philologus, Julia, Nerseus, and his sister Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. Pardon some of those mispronounced words. Paul extends his greeting to people who knew each other personally in many cases. Can you imagine how encouraging this would be? But most important, the lives of these people, not just their names in a book, but their lives, which were expressive of labor. They were approved, courage, care, beloved. And that takes us to verse 16. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ greet you. The handshake of our culture was the kiss on the cheek back then, that, by the way, continues in many cultures today as a sign of affection. Paul extends this greeting from the churches of Christ he knew to the local church in Rome. On his travels, Paul came into contact with so many churches, good people, not perfect people, but he saw relationships formed and people taking care of each other. And he was eager to share and pass on that refreshing evidence of close family relationships. None of the people listed in Romans 16 were famous or powerful in the world's eyes. None of them knew that their names would be enshrined in Scripture for millions of Christians down through the ages to read. Even though our names will never be in Scripture, and none of us will probably be recognized or remembered by the world, God knows your name, and you are important to Him. Did you know that the word greet is found more in Romans chapter 16 than in any other chapter in the Bible? Takeaways. There is important and valuable service godly women can render in local churches, teaching, serving, helping younger women according to Titus 2. In our language, we talk a lot about the brethren, but the sisters, like Dorcas and Timothy's mother and grandmother, let's never lose sight of the value of active, godly women. It is significant of notice the diversity of names in this list. Some of these names are Jewish and some Latin, and that ties in with the repeated theme in Romans of Jews and Gentiles together in the church. And another emphasis here is work. Several times in this passage, there is a form of the word work or workers, even hard workers. And that must be a point of self-examination for me and for you. Are we working hard for the Lord? Thank you for listening.